Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, Sue's not in the studio at this very moment, but I think I can speak for her. We love our conversations with George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet, and one of the stories that we had this week was AOL was finally going by the wayside. I think a lot of us thought that it had already gone by the wayside when it came to the dial-up services, but apparently it still was active out there, and we're going to kind of look back at the history of AOL. There's some other things related to ChatGPT that I know that George will cover. It's always a fascinating conversation about technology. You know, I told this story about a week ago, and we've talked to George about some of the phishing scams that are out there. I was, this was maybe a couple of days before I returned to the air last Friday. I got something that was in my junk email. I was checking junk because someone had sent something to me. I was looking for it. So I go to the junk email. I see something from Spotify. I had just changed a debit card out not too long ago, and I'd already been getting notifications from some of the newspapers I subscribe to, like the LA Times. Hey, you know, you need to redo your billing. So in this particular case, I thought it was real, and I clicked on the Spotify link, and I filled out my information. I put the credit card in there, the three-digit code. Boom. Within seconds. I don't even want to say within minutes. Within seconds, there was a charge that came through on my debit card from overseas that was flagged as fraud. In fact, I just heard today from U.S. Bank saying that they had, they had already refunded the money, but they had cleared the case and they proved it was, an illegitimate charge. But I'm telling you, some of these things get so sophisticated, and I'm on the lookout for it. My radar is up and it still happens. So we'll talk to George about some fun stuff here coming up in a second. How about some music right now? This is like one of my favorite songs of the year. It might actually go back to last year. I guess time makes fools of us all. It's Father John Misty, and he's one of the performers that will be at the Evolution Festival, which is now just about a month away. It's September 27th and 28th. Steve Shankman is with us, the co-producer of the festival, the founder, of course, and president of Contemporary Productions. Mr. Shankman, how are you this afternoon? Good to have you back.
Oh, always good to be on with you. Everything's great. And now, don't let this weather scare you this week, because your weatherman and my weatherman, Dave Murray, says end of September.
Yep.
Perfect weather, 70s, low 80s, sunny, no rain.
And so, when we go back 2 years, this will be the third Evolution Festival, right? If you go back 2 years, you had it in August, but then shifted it to late September last year. Is my memory serve me?
Yeah. That's right. So this year it's going to be September 27th and 28th. Saturday, Sunday, Forest Park, 30 bands, 3 stages, and lots of fun.
I love that band, Father John Misty. I love him. Sam Fender's another one I'm looking forward to seeing. The lineup is great, but you still have, one of the things that I saw on the website I was unfamiliar with, maybe you described this to me before, there are a couple of VIP options. One of them is the chair pass, where you bring your own chair. What's that about?
Well, the first year people brought chairs, and the problem is it takes up lots of space. Some people have a big chair, a small chair. So we decided that you'd have to rent a chair from us. And we had so many people that said, can we bring our own chair? And we looked at other festivals like down in Louisville at Bourbon and Beyond, and they charge $7, $8 to bring your own chair. Mm. But the money goes to charity. So this year we earmarked that for the Urban League. So every chair pass that people buy, that money, all of it, other than the cost of the transaction, will go to Urban League of St. Louis.
The other two options, now look, I am a ticket snob. I typically, even though I'm getting just a little older, Steve, I typically like to be right in front of the stage, and you guys do have pit passes available if you want to get real close. And the other thing about that, I think you get some nice restroom access as well. I don't know if there's food that comes along with that, but that's another option that you have. Right. And then there's something called Club Evolution, which is another VIP option. So several options for tickets.
That's right. You get people that want to spend more money to get better play. So the Evolution Club is the newest thing. Pit passes we've had before, but Evolution Club, tented right on the side, the north side by the stage, elevated area 3 feet off the ground where you can stand and watch the stage. The club has a buffet, dinner both days, plus tables, chairs, lounge area, and VIP bathrooms. Bathrooms at a festival is as important as parking. Matter of fact,
More important, I think.
So parking is available online. You can park it in the Muni lot, the upper lot, walk down the hill. We got a new entrance there that we put in for last year. We're going to keep it again this year. But you talk about Sam Fender. Here we go. Here's a chance. I think he's playing two dates in the United States. To see an act from the UK that just played Wembley Stadium and sold out. 70,000 people. So, I mean, coming 6 weeks from now, one of the biggest acts in the world will be playing on our stage at Evolution Festival.
And he's not even the headliner that night. Sublime is the headliner on Saturday. But Sam Fender has been on my list now for years to see. And that is, outside of Father John Misty, he is number one on my list and absolutely a reason to head out there on that first day of the festival. So I'm very excited to see Sam Fender. Yeah, he's blown up and arguably, you know, is a guy that's not a household name. But if you listen to any alternative radio, which I do, and I have satellite radio, he's got so many things that have been out there and, you know, doing some collaborations with artists. So there's a lot of respect for him out there as well. But the lineup overall, like on that Saturday, you got Public Enemy, The Hives, Corinne Bailey Ray, who is fantastic. You go to
More
Sunday,
diversity.
Lenny Kravitz is the headliner, Father John Misty,
TLC.
What's that?
That's it.
More diversity. Yeah, Marcus King Band.
The whole idea of the festival is create something that's a music genre diversity show. 30 acts, 3 stages. Lenny Kravitz hasn't been in a long time. No one has seen Sublime, probably, with the son that's singing now. TLC, Public Enemy, something for everybody. And when you look at the price, it doesn't cost that much. I mean, you're looking at $120 for 2 days, $60 a day to see up to 30 acts. And the food and the beverages and parking is not a problem. Just got to have the nice weather. We can't take this 80, 90, 100-degree weather. I mean, it's just hot as heck out. But we're getting good forecasts. I'm serious about your weather, man.
Oh, I know he's going to. He probably comes in for this, right? He usually does.
He does.
Yeah.
Him and Janice do. That's true. But I really hope people start buying tickets. We've had a little lull in the ticket sales. And this year, all the net proceeds, whether it's merchandise or food or beverage or your tickets or your anything you buy, is going to United Way. Okay? No profit for us, Evolution Festival. All profit with a $100,000 guarantee, which I made with my family, towards United Way relief for the horrible May tornado.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if you buy a ticket, not only are you going to get 30 acts in 2 days for $120, let's say $130, but you're going to get in St. Louis a way to help those that are in need. And that's what St. Louis does. We're a concert town. Rod Stewart's out tonight at Riverport.
At the amphitheater, right.
Sold out. I'm playing the Taste of St. Louis in a couple hours. So get out, buy your tickets, plenty of options. And the media has been great because the United Way is the recipient of all of our net proceeds. We're helping those people, especially in North St. Louis. Our site is fine. We lost 2 trees. Forest Park was a lot of trees went away, but we're looking great. We were there yesterday. And, I mean, the bands are all going to be posting on social media. Cedric the Entertainer, although he can't be here, is putting on a PSA
nice.
For us to raise money. A lot of St. Louisans are really coming to help, especially our sponsors, which is too many to name, but we're presented by Stiefel, which is a company you know very much so. And it's just a lot of people coming together to make this happen. Third year, but we need support.
Yep, evolutionfestival.com. Look, Steve, I'll give you a lot of love here in the coming weeks because I love these artists, so we'll make sure we get the word out. And I think you're right about the weather. It's going to turn out fantastic. I have to say one thing about the Factory. I've been to many shows at the Factory. I know Wilco was there this week. My friend John Lamping, who was on the Roundtable, had a fantastic time. When we brought Brian Kilmeade in for his show a few months ago, this goes back to April, I think I texted you at the time, I had never been into the backstage area of the Factory. And I remember talking to you about that venue that you are a co-creator of. And one of the things that was very important was to make sure that the backstage area was uber cool, not only for the artists, but for the crews. Like, they have their own showers. And everyone that I talked to there, and every time I talked to someone connected with a band, and I still have some connections out there in the music business, they rave about this place. Like, it is the premier place, maybe not only in the Midwest, but in the country when it comes to the amenities that it has. So I know you're proud of it.
Well, very proud. Naturally, Mike Steinberg was the financial wizard behind getting this deal put together. But here's the thing. We need the Axe to come to St. Louis. There's nothing that says they have to come here. And if we don't...
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Keep good venues and festivals and ways for them to make what they have to do, their money every week. Or you lose that. So you have to keep that up. That's why we want to continue doing this festival year after year, creating something for St. Louis that puts us on the map. I mean, Forbes magazine wrote us up last year. We were one of the top 10 hip-hop festivals of the year Ice Cube played. But it takes the fans. Just like baseball or hockey, if the fans don't show up, then the Axe don't come back. It's like that. And I know we're going to get good support, and I appreciate all that you're doing, Mark, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it. Evolution Music Festival. It's evolutionfestival.com. Get some tickets. Learn all the information. Lots of food and beverage options and the VIP passes. Steve, I can't wait. It's only about a month away, so I'll see you soon. Thank you. We'll get you out before that as well.
Thank you. And remember, we're helping out United Way through Summer League for people that really need this now. It's been written up. It's not good. So every ticket helps those people. Thanks so much.
All right.
And have a nice, cool evening.
You too. And good luck playing at the Taste of St. Louis. Have fun with your band.
7:30 we'll be on stage.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Steve Shankman.
Get more at 971talk.com. Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.